bringing sexy back her way.
Ooh. And my cousins Megan Markle and Prince Harry are coming over, honey, to the shady side. That's right, honey. Reality TV.
Ooh, speaking of shade, we've got some grading to do on Kenya Moore's Shady Line. Ooh.
Now, Brad is out today, but we've got an actress currently starring in season 3 of Tyler Perry's series, Bruh. The lovely Candace Renee is in the building.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm here to dish. So, Tanner, what you got for us?
Oh, Candace, I'm so glad you asked. It was nice while it lasted, but guys, Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have reportedly broken up after 2 years.
Oh.
Almost 2 years of dating.
Sherry's crushed,
there is
y'all.
A guy.
She's crushed.
It's no
I've been
joke.
Fasting since last doggone month.
You've been fasting?
Yes, I've been eating. Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh. Well, Sherry, as I'm sure you know, they started dating in 2020. They broke up briefly in 2021, and they got back together in the same year. Mm. But a source claims that Minka has had, quote, the best attitude regarding the split, and she'd rather be single than waste her time with the wrong guy.
Oh, damn. That's shady.
You know, nothing shocks me anymore in Hollywood. Now, Sherry, now that he's single and back on the market, will this be the first guest that you book on your first week of the Sherry Show?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I was trying to book him HK when he was with Minka. I don't care. Yeah. Look.
Well, better than gosh, that, then, so Sherry, honey, is your uterus jumping, honey? I know it is. I could feel the vibration.
You know what's
My uterus is jumping.
Hey, and not only is my uterus jumping, that last egg that's hanging on my fallopian tube is about to drop.
You got that one last
egg. I got that one last egg. It's hanging on, it's about to drop. But I'm going to give Minka Kelly a call because I want to know how Trevor thinks, what he likes, how he likes his laundry.
Okay. Like, yeah. While you're doing that, tell her that your good friend Tanner is also single.
Oh, hook you up with Minka.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. It looks like Carmen Electra is taking back control.
Control.
So in a new interview, Carmen shared that she's joined OnlyFans.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. So Carmen said, yeah, I just felt like I needed to do this. I, for once, have this opportunity to be my own boss and have my own creative vision to share with my fans without someone standing over me telling me, don't do this, don't do that, cover up this.
Right.
You like my stereotypical white
voice?
That's
love
really
your,
good.
That's your view voice or your white woman voice? I love it.
So, Candace, we all know Carmen Electra. Girl, what do you think about her joining OnlyFans?
I think it's a good idea. Why not? This is her lane, right? She's 50. She still looks amazing. People want to pay for that vintage, you know.
I think her target audience is a little bit older, and they may actually have OnlyFans, like box fans, oscillating fans, ceiling fans.
They don't know how to work it.
Yeah, no. That's an older crowd.
Getting those older men, these are the people that spend money.
Right.
The young ones really don't have money.
Exactly.
Don't
Yo, Sherry, if you were on OnlyFans, what would you be, what would you give those fans?
Sherry would make so much money on OnlyFans, y'all.
Let me tell you something, and I'm telling you this, I guarantee you I would make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
You would.
These boobs.
Yeah.
You will never find a picture except the one I sent my ex-boyfriend in prison of my boobs.
Oh,
I'm telling
God.
You.
Same. You won't find any, you only find a picture of my boobs. I only send it to my lady who's in prison too.
There we go.
People think that's a sack of potatoes, honey. They ain't gonna look at it in no breath.
Gary, yes they will. All the tricks I can do with these boobs on an OnlyFans account, you don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even understand
knocking people
how much
out.
Money I want. But I'm a good Christian girl. I can't do it.
Good Christian woman.
Well, it looks like your cousins Gary, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry are coming to our TV screen. Now, the word on the curb is the Duke and Duchess of Sussex signed a $100 million production deal with Netflix, and it has now been revealed that one of the shows they have in the pipeline is a reality show about their lives. Well, you know, they're kind of classy, so I guess it would probably be a docu-series, per se. But that's going to be interesting. What do y'all hope to see on this show? Because, like, you know, the royals are usually so guarded. You know, we don't really know much about them.
And I think people want to see how Meghan and Harry produce those two beautiful kids.
They're not going
to
show us.
You won't watch. Going to make it to the show, Gary.
That's what OnlyFans is for.
That's the OnlyFans. Candace, I was going to say, is there a dollar amount where you would open up a reality show into your life?
It wouldn't be $100 million. It'll probably be like $100,000.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
But I want to see, like, like, do they whip their kids? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to see Prince Harry go to Compton, hang out with her family, do the wobble, like, and really try to. I really want to see how he
gets Prince Harry at the barbecue.
Yes, Prince Harry at a cookout. Absolutely, I want to see that.
We can call it Dirty Harry, and it's like Harry doing odd jobs. Can Harry change the tire?
Yeah, we want to see you in Trader Joe's getting you a little, you know,
Prince Harry at the dollar store. Right, man.
I want to see him at a car wash. I want to see him at the car wash on La Cienega.
But anyway, honey, it looks like y'all Miss Kenya Moore, honey, wants all the smoke. She recently appeared, y'all, on the Wendy Williams show with guest host Michael Rappaport, and she shot the ultimate cutback, baby, honey, in front of me, Miss Marlo Hampton, after she claimed, y'all, that Kenya was jealous of her finally, honey, getting a peach.
She says that you, the Kenya Moore, are jealous about her getting the peach.
Jealous? That's really silly. Like, I'm an icon, she's an ex-con.
That was battle rap worthy.
That's beautiful, y'all. But I feel like, y'all, honey, I give a grade A shade, honey. But I want us, honey, all to grade King, honey, level of shade. So, Candace, darling, go first.
A plus. Baby. I feel like Kenya practiced that shade.
Yes, she did.
She practiced that before she got to that show. She said, what am I going to say where everybody's going? She deserves that A+. Marlo shade is weak.
But that was so hood of her. I don't know if I like Kenya anymore.
Well, Kenya's hood. She'll tell you.
It was clever.
It was.
Like, I give it an A+ as well.
Like bars.
He's like, I'm an icon. You know what? Yeah, I'm an icon. You're an ex-con. Bars.
All right, y'all. Looks like Mama to be Kelly Osbourne is waging war against a Lyft driver.
What?
Wow. Yeah, can you believe that? She claims she ordered a Lyft to come pick her and her dad, Ozzy Osbourne, up. And at one point, after Ozzy piled his clothes into the vehicle, the driver knowingly took off with his clothes. Woo! And this led to Kelly to take to Twitter to beg for help. She wrote, Candace, can you please hone in on your inner Kelly Osbourne and give us your best British accent and read this quote?
There you go, Mama.
Right. Okay, bro. Ready. Imagine, see, one of your drivers just knowingly drove off with all of my dad's clothing in the backseat of our car. We can't reach her or you. Please contact me immediately. We are calling the police right now.
Yes!
That's very good.
Well done.
That is the Emmy for best guest host. Candace Renee, you are a rock star.
Yes, you are.
Sounds like you're starring Tyler Perry's. Hey, bruv.
Wow,
I would have read that like a Valley Girl. Yeah. That's my English accent. What?
But Candace, do you think she's overreacting about the clothes? I imagine these are some rock star threads, y'all. Yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely not. She's not overreacting. Are you kidding me? It's probably like Chanel and Balmain and Lanvin, honey.
If one of y'all saw Ozzy Osbourne on the street carrying a bunch of clothes, you might think he was a homeless dude trying to get in your car.
Probably so. It was Uber Lyft. That's what he thought it was like Uber Eats, you know, where you just drive the clothes.
Up next, Kim K got the surprise of her life. Dining at Red Lobster? I don't know. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All we know is that Kim Kardashian has legal aspirations for a long time, right?
Yeah. I see what you did there, young man.
You should all aspire. Well, in the latest episode of The Kardashians, Kim finds out that she passed the baby bar after her fourth try. And wait till you hear where she got the news. Check it out.
I passed. Ah! I'm at Red Lobster. My North won her first basketball game ever, and we came to Red Lobster, and I'm in the car being like, I can't wait any longer.
But what's more surprising to y'all, the fact that she passed the baby bar or that, you know, you would spot Kim Kardashian at Red Lobster?
Red Lobster, but I'm sure they closed it down for
her. Sure, let me hit you with this, though.
Pass it. All right.
If it took her four times. Would you hire her to be your lawyer?
No. She's going to be a public defender with those stats.
I can't imagine her in a courtroom.
Look at him, Your Honor. He doesn't look like he'd kill anybody except in passion.
Right. He has on Gucci. Really? Like, clearly he didn't do it.
But, like, how many... You don't know how many tries. Mm-hmm. If the doctor is operating, you got a C or B.
Yeah, that's why it's called
it's
medical practice.
With doctor.
Because you can operate as a doctor or a lawyer with a C grade. Yeah.
You're not allowed to do three failed heart surgeries, I don't think. And then
exactly. Yeah. Your fourth is a free, bro. I like the fourth.
Yeah. All All right, Kim passed the baby bar, but her enemy, Taylor Swift, also just had a big achievement. She received an honorary doctorate from New York University.
Wow.
And she gave the commencement speech at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
Dr. Swift had plenty of words of wisdom for the new graduates, but this advice might be the best. Check it out.
Learn to live alongside cringe. No matter how hard you try to avoid being cringe, you will look back on your life and cringe retrospectively.
Stop cringing about this and, honey, acknowledge that Taylor is definitely a doctor now. I love Miss Swift.
Yeah. Gary, if you were a doctor, what would you be a doctor of, sir?
Probably of, I don't know, I like toes. Maybe be a doctor of toes. So maybe I'd be a
podiatrist?
Pediatric. No, not pediatric.
Kids' toes? A pediatric podiatrist?
Yes.
Now we went left, right, and in a minute we need to separate these topics.
It seems like your foot has colic, sir.
All right, honey. Now Miss Candace, daughter, now it's time to talk about you.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Right. Now your BET Plus show, Brawl, just started up its third season, honey. So tell us all about the show and your character working with Tyler Perry.
Yeah, so Bruh is in its third season. It just aired, I think, last Thursday. So it's coming on this Thursday, I think, episode 4.
Oh, congrats.
Yay, nice. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Working with Tyler Perry has been really, really fun. It's very, very different from anything I've ever done. He shoots very fast, honey. We are done, in and out. 22 episodes in a week, okay?
Did you say 22 episodes in 7 days?
In a
Sherry,
week.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry, you know Tyler Perry, girl.
How do you
have
do
them
that?
Honey, filming all day and night. Stop acting like that.
No, but doing 22 in a
that's
week, girl,
nuts.
You are the boss, lady.
Yeah.
It's a muscle that's definitely being built up.
It's
for
a
sure.
Muscle that,
really?
Yeah. My character's name is Regina. She is the love interest of one of the bros on the show. And, you know, there's a lot of back and forth toxicity between the two of them. I have Karen Melina White this episode playing my mother. She used to be Charmaine on The Cosby Show. Yes, so it's a really exciting season. I hope everybody can tune in. Congratulations, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Yes.
All right. Up next, we're dishing with my besties, Niecy Nash and her husband, Jessica Betts. And they're spilling all the tea, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
All right, I have to say I'm so excited about our next two guests because these ladies are dripping love and money, love, love, love all around Hollywood. So please welcome my bestie, Niecy Nash, and my love, her wife, Jessica Betts.
Hey.
What's going on, lovers?
Woo! You really love Jessica more than Niecy. Just admit
it. I think I do love Jessica more than Niecy. I do.
You know, Sherry, that I lovingly call Jessica my husband.
That's right. Yeah. Your husband. Jessica, I want to say congratulations on your new single, We Drip.
Hello.
Congratulations. We watched it, and it is very steamy. Mm-hmm. It was a stripper pole in it. It was a lot of moments of sexiness. Please, Jessica, tell us what We Drip means, and what was your inspiration?
First of all, my wife is my inspiration.
All right.
Oh, man, that's
beautiful.
I mean, you're making it hard for the guys out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to step it up. Because, like, yo, you're just dripping with affection.
Yes, she was the inspiration for We Drip. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, related to style and swag, you know how it goes. But it's definitely a representation of our confidence and our sexiness and our sensuality and the love that we have for each other. You know, We Drip. It's a multifaceted meaning. Drip, drip, drip. Oh, if you're a lesbian,
you're dead.
Now, both of y'all are working together on the new version of Don't Forget the Lyrics, premiere later on this month. So, how's that coming along?
The only thing that I didn't like is that I could still do my job and flirt with her while I'm on camera. She was very much like, I'm not giving you anything. I am going to just be a professional.
That's
and
right.
I'm like,
that's
right. You better flirt back with me before people think I got problems in my marriage.
Now, Jessica and Lisa, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, But Sherry, honey, she definitely has a girl crush on Brad and Judy. Now, if Sherry decided y'all to take that dive, honey, what female celebrity y'all think that can make a great partner for Sherry? Because I was thinking about Cara Delevingne, or how, what's her name?
Cara Delevingne?
Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne, uh-huh.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a great question.
You know what? One thing about it, I know that Sherry got heart eyes for this one right here. And I'm going to tell you right now, Sherry, let me find out. Let me find out. You want to come over on this side? Oh, we going to have somebody for you. Come
in. That's why I love my Jessica. Moving on. Before we go, we got to see how well you guys know each other. So we're going to ask you a question about each other, and we'll have the other person tell us if we're right or wrong.
Nice. Let's go.
No pressure. Okay, first one is for Jessica. What season of Dancing with the Stars did Niecy star on?
Ooh.
Come on, Niecy. Don't do that, Niecy. Yeah, season 2.
Yes.
Good job.
Now, Niecy, this one's for you. What's the name of the 2005 music competition show where Jessica won, beating thousands of contestants?
Missy Elliott's Road to Stardom.
Yes.
She knows stuff.
That's
All right.
So, Niecy, what's Jessica's favorite food?
You want me to answer it?
No, Sherry. Sherry, no. This is a family show. Sherry Shepherd.
She has two favorites: noodles and crabs.
Okay.
Right or wrong?
That's right.
Last one, Jessica. What's Niecy's favorite song?
My song, We Drip.
Yeah. Niecy and Jessica, thank you so much for dishing with us. Everybody make sure to check out Don't Forget the Lyrics, premiering May 23rd, and Jessica's new single, We Drip. Stay right here for more dishes. Directed by Niecy Nash-Bitch.
Yes.
So stay tuned for more dish after the break. We love you, Jessica.
I love you, Niecy.
What about me?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Black, baby. Yes, honey. Ooh. Modern day brides, y'all, honey, are ditching those pearly white dresses, honey. Or should I say those pearly white wedding dresses for much darker hues, such as black. Now, since fall 2021, honey, black wedding dresses were searched more than white. And selling sunset star Miss Christine Quinyow gave us a look, honey, in this noir colored tone for her 2020 wedding. So, what y'all think, honey? Are we feeling this black, honey, wedding dress?
I like the change up, y'all. Yeah. I like the black. I like it. Yeah, I like it too, y'all. Like, who came up with the whole concept of wearing the white dress?
Because white just stands for purity and virgin. But a lot of us just ain't that no more.
Yeah, I am.
Some people are mother of pearl at best.
I am.
Chewy's a good virgin boy.
So, Sherry, what color your next wedding dress gonna be?
Something splotchy.
Tie-dye.
I mean, you don't know if it's white or just dirty or just a whole color. That'd just be a whole color.
Just the whole palette.
Just as long as Sherry can get taco grease on it, you won't notice.
That's all.
I just want two cakes. Two cakes in the taco bar. That's all I need, baby.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.